This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak arrested over Gen Z movement probe. CP and UML demands Oli's release, saying arrest is politically motivated. Home Minister Sudhan Goring directs security forces to ensure effective law enforcement. Chinese Premier Li Qiang congratulates Prime Minister Balendra Saha on his appointment, places stronger ties between two countries, and Israel-Iran strikes escalate as U.S. seeks talks with Tehran this week. Now the news in detail. Former Prime Minister and CP and UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak have been arrested over Gen Z movement probe. Their arrest followed the first cabinet meeting of the newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Saha-led government, which decided to implement the recommendations of the probe commission investigating the Gen Z movement. The commission recommended actions against former Prime Minister Oli, former Home Minister Lekhak and others in accordance with criminal law. Acting on the recommendation, the police arrested Oli and Lekhak early this morning. Oli was detained from his residence in Bhaktapur at around 5 a.m. A team from the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office took him to Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, Maharajganj, for a health checkup. Hospital spokesperson Dr. Gopal Sedai said his examination is ongoing at the emergency ward. Similarly, Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Lekhak was arrested from his residence in Suryabinayak and brought to Kathmandu. Police said further investigation is underway. Referring to the arrests, Home Minister Sudhan Goring has said no one is above the law. He clarified that the detention of former Prime Minister Oli and former Home Minister Lekhak was not an act of revenge. He added that the two leaders were arrested following the recommendations of the commission formed to investigate the Gen Z uprising. Meanwhile, the CP and UML has demanded the immediate release of its chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, saying his arrest is politically motivated. The party also objected the arrest of former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. A secretariat meeting held today at the CP and UML party headquarters in Chesil, chaired by Senior Vice Chairperson Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal, decided to launch legal, political and a street protest against the arrests. Speaking after the meeting, General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel said the party will stage protest from tomorrow with support from the public and civil society. He said district committees will organize demonstrations and submit a memorandum to the chief district officer at 12 noon tomorrow. The party has also assigned leaders to coordinate with other political parties and civil society. Home Minister Sudhan Goring has instructed security agencies to firmly uphold law enforcement across the country. During an inspection of the district police range at Jawlakhel of Lalitpur this morning, Home Minister Goring directed the security officers to carry out their duties in a transparent and accountable manner. The Home Minister also visited the police circle at Sadduwatu in Lalitpur as part of his inspection. Earlier today, Home Minister Goring conducted an inspection of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office in Kathmandu. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has congratulated Prime Minister Balendra Saha on his appointment. In his message, Premier Li described China and Nepal as traditional neighbors with long-standing friendship. He noted that over the 71 years of diplomatic relations, the two countries have developed close ties guided by the five principles of peaceful coexistence. The Premier expressed China's support for Nepal's new government and reaffirmed backing for Nepal's independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity, according to the Chinese embassy in Kathmandu. Chinese Premier also said he is ready to work with Prime Minister Saha to promote the Belt and Road Initiative and expand cooperation across various sectors, strengthening the China-Nepal-friendly strategic partnership for development and prosperity. Likewise, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has congratulated Sisir Khanal on his appointment as Nepal's Foreign Minister. Wang expressed China's readiness to work with Minister Khanal to implement key agreements and strengthen the China-Nepal strategic partnership for development and prosperity. Three people have been killed and 15 others injured in a road accident at Daun in Burdagad municipality, far up Nawalparasi West, along the east-west highway early this morning. Police said a truck traveling west collided with a bus and a pickup moving in the same direction. Following the collision, the truck and the bus fell off the road while the pickup remained on the roadside. Of the 15 injured, 13 have been taken to Luminous City Hospital in Budwal for further treatment, while two are receiving treatment at Chisapani Hospital. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fighting between Iran and Israel continued overnight, with fresh explosions reported over Tehran and one death in Tel Aviv. According to the BBC, air defense systems were activated in the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, intercepting drones and missiles. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Defense said it shut down a ballistic missile launched towards Riyadh. At least 12 U.S. soldiers were injured in an Iranian strike on the Prince Sultan Abbas in Saudi Arabia. State television in Syria reported explosions over Damascus as Israeli air defenses intercepted Iranian missiles. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces said a missile was launched from Yemen. After Houthi representatives threatened to end the conflict, its attacks on Iran continued. U.S. President Donald Trump is speaking at the Future Investment Initiative Forum in Miami, claimed the U.S. military operation against Iran was going successfully, saying Iran was begging to make a deal. Meanwhile, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said Washington hopes to meet with Iranian officials this week to discuss a 15-point proposal. Austria has announced plans to ban social media use for children under 14, becoming the latest country to consider online restrictions for minors. According to the BBC, the decision comes after lengthy negotiations within the conservatively three-party coalition government, though details of implementation are not yet clear. Vice Chancellor Andreas Bobler of the Social Democrats said the government cannot stand by while social media makes children addicted and often ill. He added that protecting children online is the responsibility of politicians and should be treated like regulations on alcohol or tobacco. Bobler said the government aims to shield children under 14 from addictive algorithms in the digital world. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the country will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak arrested over Gen Z movement probe. CPN UML demands Oli's release, saying arrest is politically motivated. Home Minister Sudhan Goring directs security forces to ensure effective law enforcement. Chinese Premier Li Qiang congratulates Prime Minister Balendra Shah on his appointment, pledges stronger ties between two countries, and Israel-Iran strikes escalate as U.S. seeks talks with Tehran this week. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.